In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can we have Busby redo that forecast? Because that forecast sucks.
Six?
Coldest December 4th in Kansas City history. Breaking a record that was set back in the 1800s. Good grief.
Oh, I love it.
Be nice when you're out there driving around.
In 6-degree weather?
No.
As long as there's snow on the ground.
Oh.
By the way, Carrie was out driving today and sent Libby and me at a stoplight the car in front of her that was covered in bumper stickers. And we are still laughing. When was the last time you saw a bumper sticker and you actually laughed? Not political, not where you're rolling your eyes and like, idiot. But just something that was unique and made you laugh.
There was one a couple of weeks ago, and I'm trying to remember. It was something like, don't hit me from behind, I'm holding in a fart. I think that's what it read. And I ended up behind this guy at a stoplight, and I laughed out loud.
So I can't read all of the bumper stickers on this car. But I'm going to give you a couple of them that made us laugh. One of them says, hot girls hit curbs. One of them says, blank off in a heart. It looks like a candy Valentine's Day heart.
Okay.
One of them says, I hate people.
Wow.
And then my favorite over to the right, and there must be 25 of these little stickers, says, I hope you step on a Lego. I'm going to look up bumper sticker facts because
my favorite one is one that I can't repeat on air.
Can you give us a hint?
Can you clean it up?
If you're going to, then at least grab my.
Got it.
Bumper stickers originated from a history of using car bumpers for advertising, with Forrest P. Gill creating the first self-adhesive versions in 1946 using fluorescent inks and paper. They were the first widely used in a presidential election campaign in 1952.
Mm-hmm. They said, I believe I like Ike.
52. Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, he's from Kansas. 1946.
Who, Kansas?
Yes. Kansas screen printer Forrest P. Gill created the bumper sticker.
We need to order some more Dana and Parks bumper stickers.
We do.
And give them out. It's been a while since we did that.
Some of them are political. Some of them are personal, like, I hope you step on a Lego. Some of them are safety warnings, like, I've got a baby in the car, which I never understood. We should all be driving like I'm not going to smash into you, whether you have a baby in the car or not.
Fair. Yeah, I never understood those. The ones that... Please don't take any offense to this. Not you guys, but...
Oh, the political ones drive me crazy.
Well, yeah, the political ones do as well. The stick figure family on your back windshield, number one, nobody cares. Number two, why would you... Some of them have the kids' names underneath them.
Oh,
It's a huge no-no.
One of the stories I read said police departments have actually warned against that.
Yeah, it's a huge no-no.
Your stick family names. Have you seen the one with the Tyrannosaurus Rex that said, I ate your stick family?
My favorite is 0.0.
I love that bumper sticker.
Love it.
Have you ever seen that?
Yes, very
rather
funny.
Than 13.2 or 20, or 13.1 or 26.2. Yeah.
Forrest P. Gill lived in Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, and his print shop was eventually located in Lenexa. He started his screen printing business, Gill Studios, in the basement of his home in Kansas City, Missouri.
I'll be damned.
We learn something new on this program every day. So go to work tomorrow and just wow all of your friends with your extensive
completely worthless information
about
the
origin
sticker.
Of the bumper sticker.
The top 10 most common bumper stickers.
Is this based on a theme or just actual very popular
this
bumper
just
stickers?
Says top 10 famous.
Okay, go ahead. Give me the top five. Don't give me all 10.
Give me a hint first and then I'll guess.
Well, you've already named one of them in the top 10.
Does one of them the one that say coexist?
that's number three.
World peace, coexist. Okay.
Stick family?
Not in the top 10. Baby on board, though. You've already said baby on board.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Honk if you, and then whatever the following message is. Love Jesus, hate traffic.
Okay.
My other car is a
broom.
So if you're driving a,
right.
Prius. Nothing wrong with Priuses. If you can read this, you're too close.
Prii.
Oh, if you can read this, you're too close.
Save the, and then whatever. Whales, trees, planet. Make love, not war.
Okay.
I'd rather be golfing, fishing, whatever.
Okay.
Keep calm and carry on. And the number one most common bumper sticker, which is also one that police advise against having, my child is an honor student at.
Mm.
Don't do it.
Mm. That's a good one. Not a good one. But
there has only been one time.
I'm surprised the Boy Scouts of America, because I see a lot of BSA.
Yeah, or the stickers. What's that camp? Can of Cook or whatever. You see a lot of those. There has only been one bumper sticker, and I am no prude. You know that, Scott.
Like, that ever offended you?
Yep. I am not easily offended. And I was so offended when I saw it that I think I even reached out to the hospital in question. We were at a local establishment a few years ago that is adjacent to one of these drive-through emergency room pop-up places. You know what I mean? Like, it is an ER, but it's not like a hospital. It's the little the drive-through emergency.
Yeah. There's one, I can't remember which hospital has it, but it's right over here on Johnson Drive.
It's more than urgent care, but less than a full hospital.
Right.
Anyway, we were adjacent to this hospital, and I'm walking in, and I look over, and in the parking lot of this little satellite ER was a bumper sticker that said, I Narcan'd your honors student. And I was like, wow.
they may have actually done that.
The thing was, they were parked right by the hospital. So I thought, if you are an employee of that hospital,
that's a pretty gutsy play.
And you are making light of the opioid epidemic, wow, you are going to be fired. My jaw hit the floor. I thought, why? There are so many people that have been touched by that and lost people to overdose, like all of that stuff. That why would you put that on your car driving around town? Mom is probably behind you, and I don't get uptight about things.
I get your point, but I think the point that they were trying to make was a little broader than what you're giving them credit for.
Okay.
And what they were saying with I Narcan'd your honor student was, this is an epidemic that does not discriminate. It's not just the
losers that smoke the cigarettes and hang out at the
benders of Breakfast Club. It's more than just the benders of Breakfast Club.
It's everybody.
It is your straight A honor student who is also susceptible to this epidemic.
I want to believe you, but I can't. I just don't think that's where this was coming from. But and the guts. I almost said to put that on your car.
See, the only thing, and I don't find it offensive, I just find it so unnecessary, and it's not a bumper sticker, but the guys in pickup trucks who put the bull testicles dangling off of the...
I don't understand that. Or the naked lady mud flaps. I've never understood that either.
I mean, I just simply do not get...
Testicles on your truck.
The point.
Sam, you drive a truck.
Yeah, so?
You don't have anything dangling from the back, do you?
No, I don't.
Would you like to? Christmas is coming up.
I know what we're getting, Sam.
Some other great submissions. My brakes are good. How's your insurance?
Oh, wow.
That is good.
This one doesn't make any sense, but Thick Dads Who Vape is a bumper sticker.
I always wondered, like, I love the coexist, but like every once in a while we all get a little agitated in traffic. And I feel like if you have the coexist bumper sticker and you're having a bad day.
That's an anti-discrimination bumper sticker.
It's about peace. It's all, the coexist is written out in all of the different religions and.
Right. Right? That's what I'm saying. It's an anti-discrimination, right. Anti-bigotry
but
bumper
sticker.
You can't
sticker. Say like coexist and then flip someone off in traffic.
Oh. Yeah, you can.
Like, I want to coexist, but I don't necessarily want to advertise that I want that in case I'm having a bad day.
This California Hattie is my example of coexisting.
Okay. Sam Yule.
All right.
My child is inmate of the month.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Inmate of the
I'm
month.
I'm a child of divorce. Back off.
God.
Wow. It's a little stern. 913-586-7798. That guy over there is Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday, and if you're looking for a charity to help, may we encourage Coats for Kids 2025. We launched yesterday. It runs until December 19th, where we, over the years, have collected new coats for children who don't have them in the Kansas City area. And then at the end of the campaign, we give them out to the kids. And I've been at these events where they get this brand new coat. They've never had a new coat in their life. And just the look on their faces is worth every penny. So if you can help out, $25 buys a new coat for a kid here in Kansas City. You can go to our website at kmbz.com or text the word KMBZ Coats, one word, KMBZ Coats, to 44321. And again, it runs through December 19th, KMBZ Coats to 44321. A story here from ABC News. Excuse me. Children who have smartphones by the age of 12 are at a higher risk of lack of sleep, obesity, and depression. This is according to a new study that was published in the journal pediatrics. What's more, researchers found that the earlier a child received a smartphone, keep in mind this is just smartphones, the greater their risk of developing these conditions. Dr. Ran Barzilay, who is the lead author of the study and a child and adolescent psychiatrist at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, telling ABC News that many experts suggest parents should postpone the age at which their children receive their first smartphone.
So much easier said than done. It's almost like as a community, we all have to come together and at the same time say, we're going to make it like you have to be 18 to see a certain movie, you know, that's rated R. We have to make it that everyone at the same time has to be a certain age to get a cell phone. Because the problem that it breaks down is with the peer pressure that they're the only one left in the class that doesn't have a phone. Why don't you trust me? It's hard as a parent.
Well, and there is a little bit of peer pressure involved. I remember when I was coaching youth soccer, there was one kid that was on one of the three teams. It would have been one of the later two. Their parents would not allow them to have a cell phone until they were 16.
Oh, wow.
And the girls at that time were like 14, 15, whatever. And they were the only kid on the team that did not have a phone.
I believe it. Oh, Sam.
And mom and dad had put the age at 16 when you could get that first cell
phone. I would say, how do you get a hold of somebody in an emergency, but all of their friends would have a phone?
I was 13 when I got my first cell phone, and I was the last kid in my grade.
I was 24.
Yeah, I was
closer
to 30.
Well, that's because technology hadn't caught up with me yet.
I think our oldest was 12. I think we held out with the first kid. And then after that, they're in the house. You know, it's like...
Right.
Now they get it at 6.
No.
Oh, sure.
That's yes.
Wait, what? No one would get... Pardon me. Let me rephrase. Who would give a 6-year-old anything worth $1,000?
Oh, my phone's not worth $1,000 anymore. It's probably not even worth $10.
The average age for kids to get a smartphone, see, I don't even believe this, is 11.
I would say the same thing,
Sam. I can believe that.
You can't give a 6-year-old something that's worth that much money with that much personal information on it.
We live in the iPad generation. They give them at $1,000 iPads at 2.
Well, but the iPads, let's be fair here, have become sort of a mom or dad is doing an errand around the house. Here's your electronic babysitter. It's no different than when our parents would put on a cartoon on Saturday morning so they could sleep in. That's right.
So I took phone out of it. The average age that kids get a personal screen device, any device with a screen that belongs solely to that kid.
Three or four.
4 years old.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's an iPad. And again, to repeat my point, that's so when mom or dad gets home and they got to start cooking dinner, you got a kid over there in the living room who needs to be entertained. Here's your iPad. Sit and watch, you know,
okay, but
Dora.
I had something called a speak and spell. Oh, my gosh. Can we please pull up that noise?
Sure. I don't think that's necessary.
I had a speak and spell in the late 70s. And my parents swear it's why I'm so smart. Because it was a computer-ish. And they put it on layaway because they were expensive. The speak and spell, it was red and orange. Did you not have one?
Of course I did.
And it would show you a word in very bad calculator type lettering, green lettering. It would show you a word, and then you would have 3 seconds to say what the word was. So it was like flashcards. It was hangman. You could play, you know, you fill in the letters, and then you guess the word. And it made your brain, with spelling and with word and diction and all of those things, they swear to me that giving me that at age 4 or 5 is why I'm so advanced today in my mental capacity.
Was one of the first sentences, Alaska is an island.
When you turned on the speak and spell, I'm just going to do it. It goes, da-na-na-na.
Wasn't it more annoying than that?
No, it went, da-na-na-na.
But let's be clear here. They're not talking about kids having the ability to call and text. When they say smartphone, they mean a screen. They mean sitting there for 6 to 8 hours a day, fixated, looking at one device as a mind-melting time consumer.
Yeah,
you mentioned it, using it as a babysitter. That's exactly what they're talking about, causing health problems.
But this is not a new argument.
Oh, we used to watch... I mean, very violent cartoons, if we're going to be honest. That Wile E. Coyote.
When we would get home from school every afternoon, we would run to the TV room and play Atari. And
Pong?
Defender was my game of choice. But, you know, and our parents used to tell us, you know, you're going to numb your brain watching that box so much. And
they were right.
And if you got too close to the TV, do you know what that would have done to you?
It would make you go blind. It would ruin your eyesight. By the way, the Speak and Spell was an electronic toy first released by Texas Instruments. Remember TI?
They're still around,
actually. Texas Instruments in 1978 that used a speech synthesizer to help children learn to spell. It was a significant technological achievement.
Oh, the first AI voice.
Yes, the first consumer device to use digital signal processing for synthetic speech. Now, he sounded like Max Headroom.
Yeah. Sam, do you have any of the audio from Speak and Spell?
I have a whole commercial here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can we hear it real quick?
I'm going to talk about a real issue here, guys.
I love it. No.
Just play a sample.
Spelling with Texas Instruments Speak and Spell.
Spell R-A-I-N. That is correct.
She's teaching her brother with Speak and Spell.
All right, now,
God, I love those little buttons.
Back to the topic at hand. I'm going to challenge you just a little bit, if I can, Sam. You said they're not using it to talk on the phone or text. The heck they're not. Now, talking on the phone, actually, I'm starting to feel is becoming a lost art. I prefer talking on the phone to texting. It's just...
Very quickly, my point is not that they're not communicating. Whether they are or not, actually them communicating with other people with these devices would be the best possible option. It's the scrolling through YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's playing Minecraft for hours. By the way, I'm a huge fan of Minecraft. I'm a huge fan of video games. I'm speaking from firsthand accounts to know that it literally turns your mind to mush.
Because you're still doing it?
To this day. I am still addicted to technology. And I was one of the few kids of my generation who got to enjoy life without technology for a very long time. And you were talking about how you would get home and play video games on the TV. That was the first thing you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours did you play video games?
I think mom would allow it for about an hour.
About an hour. And the average phone use right now for a kid is 6 to 8 hours a day.
I cannot wait for Sam to have children.
That's more than they're sleeping. Well, oh, Mary Beth and I have already talked about it. Our kids are going to be the weirdest kids in the world.
I was on the Speak and Spell for hours, and that's why I'm so smart.
Okay, that's the third time you've said that. Are you trying to convince yourself or us?
Yes.
There was a secret code game. You guys remember? There was the mystery word game.
This is a real problem, guys. I'm not trying to be doomsday guy here.
I love those little shiny buttons.
But I will say, golly, man, I don't know why I'm coughing all of a sudden.
It's a Speak and Spell.
This misnomer, though, that kids are, and it's almost like a stereotype, that kids are holed up in their house all the time.
No.
I mean, and it's just anecdotal evidence from the neighborhoods that I have lived in over the last 30 years is not true. I see kids out. It's not exclusive to Shawnee. I saw them out when I lived in Roland Park. Now, granted, there were fewer because Roland Park's for the newly wed and the nearly dead. But there were kids, and they did play outside. I mean, there's a reason they've got a park, a little playground park in Roland Park. It's because parents demanded it, you know? But I hate the idea that all kids are doing is sitting around watching what they call, quote, my videos, which is to say watching either YouTube or what's the other one?
TikTok.
TikTok, thank you.
Depression rates are through the roof. Our scores through testing are lower than they've ever been. And you can all point the correlation back to one thing.
Do you know what America needs?
The Speak and Spell.
Thank you.
913-586.
Brother.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Just real quick, we'll move on to something else here in a sec. Somebody wants to know that there's a song that uses the audio from a speaking spell in it. I can't remember the name of the song, but I'm sure Sam can find it. I don't think it's a speaking spell, Texter.
Dun, 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 dun.
I believe it is a song by Benny Benassi called Satisfaction. Yes, that's Satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. Where Stephen Hawking, speaking through his computer, does the voice of, or does that part of the song where he just, and I'm not making fun of the late Stephen Hawking, but he goes, I can't get no satisfaction.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
That is sort of how the Speak and Spell sounded. You know, the very, very earliest attempt. And by the way, the voice used in the Speak and Spell was a DJ out of Dallas. Isn't that crazy?
It sounded like a computer.
Well, back then, you know, sort of like Siri now, they didn't have the technology we do today. So they had him say a bunch of stuff.
Huh. Okay.
Say it. Learn.
Story here from NBC News. A Georgia fugitive considered to be armed and dangerous used an Uber during his flight from pursuing sheriff's deputies, according to authorities in Georgia today. Inmate, former inmate, Timothy Shane, 52, was taken from custody to Grady Hospital in Atlanta on Sunday night for a medical exam after a suicide attempt before escaping at about 1:20 in the morning on Monday. Favorite student front row, Dana Red. Hi.
How does one Uber without a cell phone? And if you're an inmate, how does one have a cell phone?
Most inmates have cell phones now.
You have got to be kidding me.
How do you know?
It's one of the most common things smuggled into prisons. I just did the story not too long ago. And by the way, they then use those cell phones to smuggle in other things like, I don't know, drugs.
Or to Uber.
Or Uber.
They're way out of hospital.
How do they charge it? Do they have electrical outlets in their cells?
That beats me. I don't know.
Okay.
The outlet right next to their hooch producer.
The toilet?
Yeah.
Shane fled the hospital on foot, then stole a SUV parked in the area, crashed it, and then took off on foot again. The SUV's owner reported that a Glock handgun was stolen from his vehicle. The sheriff's department later learned that Shane requested an Uber to come pick him up at a residence in some place called South Rockdale. But by the time deputies arrived there, he was already gone. It was unclear how Shane was able to hail the Uber. He's wearing, it doesn't matter what he's wearing.
You know, it's not like you walk out in the street anymore and go, taxi, and you just wave.
No, that's true.
Your derriere hanging out of your hospital gown.
Well, most of the prison's phones, as I understand it, are just like the mini, picture like the old Nokia. They're not smartphones, but you could easily call somebody on the outside and say, hey, dude, order me an Uber.
Send me an Uber.
God. For the corner of Leavenworth Road and God. Escape Lane.
Escape Lane. You know, being somebody who's from the Leavenworth Lansing area, it does get, I think, a bad rap for being like the prison capital of the world. Other than the
their
one in.
Motto is come spend some time.
I know.
Nobody's sticking around.
I'll tell you, when there is a prison break in Lansing, the safest place to be is in Lansing.
Mm-hmm. Well, unless you're one of the homes nearby.
Unless you live next door to Mike Brenninger's parents, and then that guy broke into that house while we were having a kegger at Brenninger's.
Can we please get an update on the missing football coach, please? I'm going to need one of those.
He's still missing.
We don't have an update.
Dana, he is dead. They
have got drones and dogs and half of... Is it Appalachia or Appalachia, by the way?
I call it Appalachia, but I've heard both.
Okay.
Pecan.
Half of the Appalachian law enforcement force and the FBI all looking for him. I do not think he's in those woods. I think he planned that if someday I was going to be caught, because he knows in his mind I'm a very, very bad man, and no one knows it but me and my victims.
Yeah.
He knew if he was going to be caught, he had to have an escape plan. I almost bet you, like Brian, what's his name, Purdy? He had a go bag or a grab bag in those woods. I almost guarantee it.
Brian Purdy is one of our executives.
No.
Here at the radio station.
No. What? The Gabby Petito guy.
Brian Laundrie?
Laundrie Purdy,
Brian
whatever.
Purdy, we love
well,
you.
We,
I
love you,
listen to this show.
Brian sure Purdy signs our paychecks.
Brian Purdy, our regional general manager, is one of my favorite people.
I love you, Brian Purdy.
Used to live here.
Oh
golfer.
My God.
His dad used to be the head football coach at Lawrence High.
Fun fact. You know what I mean,
As soon as you said Brian Purdy and accused him of some sort of deviant sexual exploitation of children, I about fell on the floor.
You know what I mean, that Brian, what's his name?
Laundrie.
Had a grab bag.
Good grief. We just indicted the regional general manager of our company.
Probably provided, if we're being honest. And you don't think this football coach was so deviant, you don't think he knew that one day the feds are going to come knocking because cell phones, which we've been talking about all hour, trace every awful, horrifying, deviant thing you do out there.
And so what would the drones be used for?
They're trying to find him and they can't. And my point is they can't find him. He's not dead. I think he had a grab bag or a go bag in the woods, like the man who is not our regional vice president,
who
is
a very
law-abiding citizen. I've had great meetings with him.
Highly, highly respected.
And I think he is halfway to Mexico right now. I really do. He's not stupid, Scott.
Yes, he is. He's now, dumb and a criminal.
No,
allegedly.
I don't think so. I think he planned this because, and I don't know why the feds gave him a heads up they were coming. The feds called.
That I don't understand.
Said, hey, is Travis around? We are on our way just to talk to him, you know, mm-hmm. about an ongoing investigation. He's not done anything wrong, but we would like to talk to him. Now, if you are a pervert with this deviant, awful, criminal, felonious behavior going on in your life, and the feds call you and say, we're just going to swing by.
Yeah, I'm gone.
We've got an investigation, but you're not in any trouble. Mm-hmm. He knew this day was coming.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a bag packed. He is ready to go. He took off with a gun.
And probably told us.
Can't find him because without a heat source, they can't find him.
And dead bodies don't give off heat. There it is.
You know what else? Vice presidents of big companies don't crime. They just don't. It's just not.
It's not in there. It's not.
It's just not.
Especially they're, when they're one of our favorite
right?
people that we love.
So not a criminal.
So much.
When I heard that name come out of your mouth, I'm like, oh, be careful. Now, I like him a lot. I think he's done wonders here at the radio station. And
fantastic leadership skills.
Solid leader.
Company-wide.
Solid leader.
Great advocate for the central team.
He's probably out looking for this guy right now.
Who, the coach's kid, Brian Purdy?
Yeah, he is out there fighting crime. running companies.
Directs radio stations during the day, fights crime at night.
Well, we got one more segment in our radio career, guys.
Do we?
What do you want to talk about?
Do we? We're going to get J.P. O'Neill here in about 10 seconds. Now, that'll be the last segment you guys need to do.
Who's standing outside of the studio?
Brian Purdy. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, and that'll probably be the last time I ever give you that phone number again.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Okay, we survived the commercial break.
For now.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Boy. A Kansas State bank in Manhattan.
Yes.
Lost $7,500 after two forged checks were cashed on Friday of last week. The incident reported to the Riley County Police Department. According to a news report from WIBW, the incidents occurred at the bank location on West Loop Place. Key details regarding the incident. Two separate reports of theft were filed with the Riley County Police Department. One check was cashed for $2,500 and the other for $5,000, totaling $7,500 in losses for the bank. It is currently unclear if both checks were cashed by the same suspect.
This is right by the Marshalls in town, for those of you familiar with Manhappiness. And when I saw this story from WIBW, I said this to Sam out in the newsroom. How, pray tell, does a bank cash two forged checks for $7,500? It's one thing if someone goes in with $25, 30, you know what I'm saying?
I even think $2,500 is not outrageous. I mean,
$7,500?
But
you know, grocery stores used to just cash anything, and now they will not cash a two-party check, and there's a reason, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, remember in the I said the old days, it wasn't that long ago, they would if your check was returned, you went up on the wall of shame.
Wall of shame.
Especially at bars. Yes. Not bars, but
restaurants.
Liquor stores and restaurants. And they would have a little tack board behind the cash register, and there was the wall of shame. Now, I don't think you can get away with that anymore.
Why?
Because people's names and addresses are
Well, don't be criming in my store.
Well, I get it. The $5,000 check, I would have...
This says here your name is Sally.
But you're a man.
You're a man!
It doesn't work.
It's a family name.
Right.
Speaking of liquor stores, by the way, one Virginia liquor store had a rather unusual patron this weekend, an inebriated raccoon that passed out in the bathroom of the liquor store.
Have you seen the photo?
I'm looking at it right now. This raccoon is out. According to the Hanover County Animal Protection Shelter, authorities found the masked bandit collapsed in the bathroom of the Ashland ABC store on Saturday morning, where the furry burglar had ransacked shelves and drank multiple types of liquor.
Took him away with one hell of a headache and a story to tell his family.
In a social media post, officials say they took the these are their words, very intoxicated raccoon back to the shelter to sober up. You might want to get up to a meeting before releasing it back into the wild. After a few hours of sleep and zero signs of injury other than a massive hangover, he was safely released back into the wild. Okay. Good boy.
Naughty raccoon.
Stumbled his whole way home.
Man, his head had to be hurting. Amy Schumer and her husband Chris Fisher have zero chance of salvaging their marriage, according to a source close to them who spoke with Page Six of the New York Post.
Have you seen her?
She has dropped, and they mentioned that they call her the slim down comic in the story. I actually crossed that out because she's a comic first, but she has clearly lost a lot of weight.
She has lost an extraordinary amount of weight. She looks great. I always thought she looked great.
Well, their marriage apparently is not doing well. They've been.
Why is her weight always in the news with what's going on with the marriage?
Well, what did I do to?
I know
the
you
word
took it out.
"slim down." I crossed it out.
You don't think that like she dropped weight and then all of a sudden thought, "Gosh, I just don't like you anymore."
Or I could do better than what we have here.
You think?
I don't know. It's possible.
Is that an uncommon trend?
I have read that the Ozempic divorce is a real thing.
That's a very real.
Oh,
thing.
No, the divorce weight drop is a real thing.
We might bring this back tomorrow. The New York Times, maybe 3 months ago, had a phenomenal story on this where, and it was in several cases, they interviewed a bunch of couples and the couple's still together. They've been married 25 years, but she said something changed when she lost all the weight. Mm-hmm. They have not been together as a married couple since.
Differences of opinion when it comes to healthy lifestyle is one of the most common causes of divorce. And so if you are both living a very happy, pardon the term, fat life, and one decides to get really fit and the other one doesn't want to follow that trend,
it doesn't work.
Is a very common cause for divorce.
But we might bring this back tomorrow. I think it's very interesting, and the Times article was outstanding on it.
Well, I mean, when Sean and I ended up getting divorced, I lost a significant amount of weight. And I don't know if it's you're doing something you didn't do at the tail end of your marriage, which is try to look more attractive to potential
suitors.
Thank you.
Like the 1800s.
Or if you just, you know, you just don't feel like eating right now. I'm going right. through a really tough time in my life.
All of those things.
It probably could be both, yeah. Today is Giving Tuesday. Don't forget, if you can, help us out with Coats for Kids tonight on Giving Tuesday. Just go to KMBZ.com or text KMBZ Coats, one word, to 44321. Birthdays today. Britney Spears is 44. Aaron Rodgers is 42. And Rick Savage, the bassist from Def Leppard, is 65. We got to run. Sam Stevie. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.